Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia in this morning. Always a good show. David Thomas, the president of Special Olympics Virginia, is here. And we're going to introduce a couple of athletes in just a second. But David, it's always good to have you back. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Ted. It's always great to be here. We appreciate all you do to help us tell our story about Special Olympics. And as you know, we have a lot of stories about a lot of good people.
So. Oh, it is. If we could do a show, if you lived close enough and I could get you here every week, I would. It's just because, like you say, the stories and the things that are happening are really exciting. And this is a really exciting time of year because we're going to talk a lot about summer games at U of R that come up this weekend. But also we're getting ready, and some have already started, but the police torch run.
That's right. The law enforcement torch run is underway. We had a kickoff in Charlottesville last week. And as you know, members of the law enforcement community from across the state year-round help us raise awareness, help us raise funds. And it all culminates at the final mile at Summer Games this weekend. In just 2 days, we'll be at the University of Richmond celebrating our opening ceremony where the torch is brought in. We call it, you know, a law enforcement community is there for us all the time, and that's called the Flame of Hope. And they are guardians of the flame.
We will, in this area, see it come right on through on Friday morning.
That's right.
Because Prince William will hand it off to Stafford. They'll be going down Route 1 on Friday. Stafford hands it off to the city to Spotsylvania, then it goes to Caroline and Hanover.
That's right.
And all the way down.
King George is done there. They're on May 9. But yes, as you said, Stafford starting at 6 a.m. this Friday, June 5th, it'll start with the Stafford Sheriff's Office. They run about 8-mile route, which will end in Fredericksburg. And then Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office taking next from there to Caroline. So it's a wonderful way to represent and bring awareness to the support that we get from our law enforcement men and women, but also to the partnership that we have with them, how they support our athletes. You'll see a lot of our athletes involved, and how they support the program that we do year round. And it's just a community-based, you know, what we do is community. And so to be in all of our communities in the same way that the law enforcement is, always trying to make those communities better, you know, that's a shared mission that we have, and it's a wonderful partnership.
And it's so interesting how law enforcement is so involved, because you mentioned King George. I went to theirs a couple Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
And they have a core of people, and they run it. They have a full day event at a brewery, and they run it in the morning, and have the community involved. There were people from your office even there.
Oh, I say, half jokingly, but it's truth. Anywhere I go for Special Olympics, law enforcement is there.
Yeah.
They're there to help us with events. They're there to help us raise the level of how we offer our competitions. They're there to support us. Our law enforcement community has become friends with so many of our athletes and you know, vice versa. And it's a wonderful thing to do. While we're talking about law enforcement torch run, I do want to celebrate a local hero, Matt Doyle. Very recently at that law enforcement torch run, Matt was inducted into the Virginia Torch Hall of Fame, the Law Enforcement Torch Run Hall of Fame. He's only the second athlete ever to be inducted in there. He's done so many things with them, and he's such a big part of that Law Enforcement Torch Run community. So we celebrate him and all of our athletes, and you know, we have some couple of our great local athletes here right here with us today.
But, what a great honor for Matt.
He's
been over the years. It's such a great ambassador for Special Olympics. But like you mentioned, I'll let you in. We've got a couple of terrific athletes from the local area here, and we'll talk to them a lot this morning about that. They're getting ready for the games.
Very excited to have them here with us. I mean, it's always great to sit here amongst some of our local rock stars, and today we have two of them. Bo Dale is here, and Dennis Habel. Both have been Area 11 athletes for quite some time. They're softball players. They're going to be heading to Minneapolis at the end of this month to represent Virginia with their volleyball team. So it's very exciting to have them here. So welcome, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Good to have you guys here. Bo, you were just here a few months ago.
Yeah.
So we had a great time with you, and you ready for you ready to play softball this weekend?
Yeah, I am.
How many sports? Because I can remember when we talked in the spring, you told me about the number of sports you do. It's amazing.
Yeah, I do about 5 sports throughout the year. Yeah. I stay active.
You stay active.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Dennis Habel is just like Dennis. I see you all the time. Dennis is my neighbor. Dennis lives 5-6 houses down from me, and I see you in the neighborhood all the time. You ready for? I know you really do like softball.
Yes, I used to play baseball. I just used the baseball skills going into softball, and it just works. It's pretty easy. It's the same rules, same everything.
Yeah. What other sports do you do, Dennis?
I play volleyball and I play basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've been in the program 21 years or so, right? And
I think something like that.
I think it's more than 20 years. And Bo, you about 30 years or so. It's pretty impressive.
That'd be 31 for me. Yeah. Almost 32.
That's awesome.
That is just great. And to have especially a weekend like this where you can you can really showcase it.
Yeah.
To the state. And I you know, Dennis, you've been on some both of you have been on some championship teams representing this area.
Yeah, yes. We did.
We did I think it was a couple years ago we went to Pennsylvania for softball. Yeah. We all had fun going down there, playing teams we never played, and just show our case what we able to do.
Yeah. Those were the softball NIT out in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah,
I was able to be out there and cheer them on. It was just before a couple of the games, I got like their game faces, and I have these great shots of them, like they're going, "We're going to get this game," and they did a great job to represent us.
Yeah.
What positions do you guys play, or do you play different positions?
I play shortstop.
Okay.
Yeah, I do first baseman.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back and continue this conversation. SpecialOlympicsVA.org to get more information about what's going on with Special Olympics Virginia, and especially this weekend with what is going on with the summer games at the University of Richmond. David Thomason here, along with Bo and Dennis, as we talk Special Olympics Virginia on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia is our focus this morning. David Thomason is here, the president of Special Olympics, along with Bo and Dennis, who are local Special Olympics athletes, and we're glad to have you guys here. Dennis, you worked all night, and you got up, and you're here. So those of us who are saying, "Wow, we had to get up early this morning," you've been up.
Yes.
So thank you for that. Dennis and Bo, David, represent a whole. There are a lot of local athletes involved in Special Olympics.
And these athletes are the ones who will be going to our USA Games in Minneapolis June 20 through 26. You know, there'll be a total of about 3,000 athletes there from across the country, 1,500 coaches, 10,000 volunteers, 75,000 fans, you know, from all 50 states. And it's always a great celebration of what we do. And Dennis and Bo are representing Team Virginia out there. We'll be Virginia will be represented by about 59 athletes,
okay.
16 coaches and some staff members. And about 10 sports. So we have a lot of representation.
Yeah.
And some of the local athletes who will be on the team. Let me start by saying, because I always want to give credit where credit is due, our volleyball team from here is coached by Heather Dale and John Habel. So Dennis's dad and Bo's mom.
I was going to say, I know.
And they are such dedicated volunteers.
They are.
And we are so grateful for all of our volunteers, especially our coaches who give and give and give and give. But they're going to be coaching this team along with Dennis Habel and Bo Dale, Alyssa Burdick, Christopher Dale, that's his other name, Christopher. Troy Garbutt, Derek Graves, of course, Dennis, as I said, Kevin Haynes, Charles Marciniak, Daniel Pittman, Brian, Richard, James Winley, and Justin Wolf. They will be they'll be out there serving and spiking and competing in volleyball and represent. I can't wait to watch them. I have great privilege of being out there with, you know, seeing.
I was going
to
ask you, are you going
to
go?
I am, and this is one of those things that I just look forward to doing. Yeah. To see, our athletes prepare every day. Obviously, they're so dedicated, as you said. You know, Dennis worked all night, and he's here doing this to help promote Special Olympics. Our athletes train hard, they work hard, and our coaches and volunteers make sure that they shine their brightest. You know, whether it's on the court, in the pool, at their job, in their schools. And that's what Special Olympics does. You know, it helps us, helps us, all of us, redefine what's possible for us. And these two guys here with us today and the other athletes I just mentioned are going to be representing the state very well, along with others across the state.
And there, it's so interesting because just in this area, Grace Ann Braxton, who's just a legend in golf, but she's also a legend at the University of Mary Washington, where she's worked in food services for years. And there are those kinds of stories all around. Matt Doyle, others who are involved in really, you know, showing the value of what Special Olympics Virginia has offered them.
And the value that those people offer to the community.
Absolutely.
You know, that's really what it's about. It's allowing a platform where these athletes, these volunteers, these coaches, families find and tell their story and redefine it sometimes. Special Olympics sets the stage for athletes to maybe push themselves a bit. You know, can I do this? Well, yes, you can. Often our athletes are told, you know, you can't possibly live on your own, have a job, go to school, graduate, get married, you know, fill in that blank. And almost to a person, those athletes like say, really? Well, watch me.
Yeah.
And even past that, instead of just watch me, follow me, because I'm going to show you how you can redefine what you are able to do, maybe when you don't think you can. You know, many times our athletes are told, you know, throughout life, you know, it's their abilities are doubted. But once they hear the voice from Special Olympics saying, of course you can, and our coaches are so good at instilling that message, then they set the stage for the rest of us to follow.
And I think, David, even to take that even a step further, the coaches in Special Olympics Virginia allows them to come in here and be guests, because you always bring Special Olympics guests. And what Dennis and Bo are doing right now, a lot of people can't come and do, but they can.
And they're killing it.
Absolutely.
If you know nothing else about David Thomason, you should know that athlete voice matters. And so hearing from our athletes directly is really important to me. And I think as people hear those voices, they understand that it's really important to them. It's going to teach us like nothing else.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. And I think you when Abby Farley has brought Bo and others in, and she'll talk about don't be nervous or afraid. They want to communicate with you just as much as you want to with them.
Well, I want to and I want to thank you and this station, because you've always allowed that. For presidents and CEOs for sure, but for our volunteers, our coaches, and especially our athletes, you've opened the door to say, you know, come on in. And as I said before we went on air, we're having a conversation with friends. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And that's as it should be on radio, in your community, at school, in the work. It just should be a communication, a conversation, and a relationship with friends. A disability shouldn't change that.
No, absolutely not. And this even goes back 20-some years when Tim Doyle came in and introduced me to Matt and said, we'd like to come in and talk about Special Olympics. And that's how it all started.
Tim's been a game changer in lots of ways. Tim and his family and his wife Rosie and of course Matt have just been game changers. And you mentioned Grace Ann. She called me yesterday. Good luck on Ted's show tomorrow. So she's out there cheerleading for everybody here as well, making sure that her success is remarkable. As you said, there are so many stories of other people's successes, and I'm just really grateful to have that opportunity to share them and for people to share them for themselves, like Dennis and Bo.
There have been several times when I've been in downtown Fredericksburg and Grace Ann has been on the other side of the street and has seen me and has yelled.
Hey, Dad.
She has. And so either one of us will cross the street to see each other and hug and how are you doing kind of things. So back to Bo and Dennis with not only this weekend, what an honor to be able to go to Minnesota. Yeah. And there you'll be doing, is it volleyball?
Volleyball, yes.
So what an honor that's how fun that's going to be, and how great it is to have Dennis, your dad, Bo, your mom as coaches too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But first, always able to come because of my dad. But first, he passed away.
Right.
In November. Because of the brain aneurysm.
But your mom has stepped in, and when we all were so sorry that when that all happened.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely stepped up.
Oh, for sure. And what a great way to honor your dad's legacy by representing.
Yeah, representing Steve Virginia.
Exactly. And yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Very proudly representing your own abilities and what you've done. What a great way to honor his legacy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, you've done this now twice now, Bo. You need to get to tell your mom that, you know, she can come in here and we can do a show with you and your mom.
I don't think you want to come in.
She was a pretty hard no. When you said Bo's done this twice, I thought you meant he's been to USA Games twice. This will be his second time at USA Games.
Oh, he will be.
He was in 2014 USA Games as well.
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah.
That was two athletes that you actually missed it too.
Yeah.
They'll be Second trip.
So you know a little bit about what it's like to go to USA Games. First opportunity for Dennis. We're excited about that.
Excited about Dennis? Have you been doing this?
Yes, I just honored to be able to go, like with all athletes. You get asked to do this, you better take it because you don't know when the next time you have a chance to go.
Absolutely.
That's true of everything, isn't it? Grab that opportunity when you can and make the best of it. Yeah.
Well, and you guys, all the practicing you do, you have practices, you have games. We talked about some of the championships you've won, just even on the local and state and regional level. But boy, this is pretty cool. Getting to go to Minnesota in the summer. Not many people. I'm very envious of you, Dennis and Bo.
Yeah. And I will say for this weekend summer games for Virginia, these guys will be playing softball there. They're multi-sport athletes. And a special thing that Bo's going to do during our opening ceremony is as the national anthem is being sung, he's going to sign it for us with American Sign Language. So he'll be up on stage and helping those who need sign language to understand what's going on as well. So it'll be great to have him there as well to represent in that way. Yeah. I mean, these guys do it all.
To be able to do that, because I've looked into it and have thought I might like want to learn that, and it was way more above me. So, so if you've been doing that for a while?
I was just having a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. That'll be great to have him do that.
Yeah.
And Ted, you told me you're going to be there at opening ceremony.
I was asked by your office, and I can't tell you how honored I am.
Well, it's a testament to what you've done to help us raise the voice of our athletes and our communities and our coaches, and we're just very grateful. So to have you there alongside Matt Doyle and introducing the law enforcement torch run, I think you said you're going to be doing. That's fantastic.
I can't tell you what an honor. I mean, I told somebody that someday when I look back at everything I've done in radio, this would be a top five thing.
That's great.
I was so honored to be asked to do that kind of thing.
Well, you know, Ted, hearing that, I've been with the movement a very long time. I'm almost 40 years, and so many people involved that say something similar to that. Having done this is one of the best things of my life, you know.
The polar plunge was going to be a one-time thing. Matt Doyle made me promise on the air that I would do it, and then I kept putting it off.
And he stayed on you.
Stayed, and Dennis's dad was the same way. When are you going to do the polar plunge with us? When are you going to do the polar plunge? And so finally I did it, and I can't imagine not doing it.
Well, beautiful thing about Special Olympics, there are lots of great things. And again, people tell me this all the time. I thought I was going to help those athletes, right? I thought it was going to be about me giving. And certainly people do give. But what we get back is just multifold what we give.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Almost always. It's just a remarkable organization that offers that return on just your time and your energy and what you give. You get so much more back.
I have thought you hear people say that all the time, and you think, but then you actually experience it, and so no to be asked to do it and to do it with Matt, who I've gotten to know well, over the years is special. But no, just the fact that somebody in your office said, well, why don't we see if he wants to do it?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great connection. So, Holly Clater made that connection.
It was good for her. It was Holly, definitely.
Good for us. Yeah.
And I've never been down. I've never seen the opening for the summer games. I've seen the torch lit for basketball a number of times. Boy, that's a moving experience. And if you want to go to the Special Olympics Virginia Facebook page right now, because there's a short video showing the torch being lit, and you'll get goosebumps.
Yeah, if you go to SpecialOlympicsVA.org or our Facebook account, you'll see so much, including some highlights about the two athletes that are in the studio with us and all of the other athletes going to Minnesota, including all the information about this weekend's summer games at the University of Richmond and surrounding areas, June 5 and 6, the opening ceremony on June 5. And, you know, you said you've seen the torch at basketball, which is I've seen the torch, being brought into thousands of events, literally gets me every time.
It does.
Every single time it gets me. And, you know, that really does speak to just the power of the movement and the power of that relationship with law enforcement we talked about. We call them, you know, guardians of the flame for a good reason. They really are such a good partner with us. And just, you know, that moment is just magic.
It's interesting because when they come through on Friday, I've always been working and have never seen them going down Route 1, just pictures. But over the last few years, to go over on the Saturday morning when King George does theirs, and to see so many from the sheriff's office wearing the Special Olympics Virginia Torch Run T-shirt, and you just see the partnership that you have there.
You know, law enforcement's a tough job, a very tough job, and we're so grateful for those who do it. And you know, it's a great partnership for them as well. To get to know Dennis and Bo and the 23,000 athletes across the state of Virginia that we serve, everybody is better for having those kinds of relationships. And particularly with a job like that of law enforcement, the joy and the hope and the possibility that Special Olympics allows is a really great combination.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. And I know with the summer games, we often talk about the healthcare component. Mm. That plays a big part, and then we'll talk about that when we come back and some other things. David Thomason here from Special Olympics Virginia, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. Bo Dale and Dennis Habel here this morning. They are softball players from this area. They'll be competing this weekend at U of R, and also they'll be going to Minnesota for the games this summer, too. SpecialOlympicsVA.org, and also Facebook, too, with on social media, some really good stuff. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Special Olympics Virginia this morning. David, Bo, and Dennis here to talk about all the good things with Special Olympics Virginia. The summer games this weekend at the University of Richmond. The opening ceremonies, like you say, is Friday night. I guess, David, there are some events will take place on Friday, but Saturday is the
There'll be competition throughout the day on Friday and culminating with our opening ceremony at 7 o'clock. All of that at the University of Richmond for the opening ceremony. Competitions are there. You know, track and field and tennis will be on the campus of University of Richmond. But then we'll do bowling at Bolero. We'll do softball at the Glen Allen Softball Complex. We'll do aquatics over at Swim RVA. So we're throughout the region.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Friday night is exciting. As we said, we've talked about it a couple of times. Opening ceremony, we'll have a chance to celebrate all of our athletes. We are going to have Elliot Yamin, who's one of the American Idol winners from the fifth season, is going to be performing and entertaining us.
There'll be a lot of people excited about that. I mean, that was a big deal when he was
nice guy.
Yeah, and from Richmond.
He's really eager. He's been posting some videos about how excited he is to come and be part of Special Olympics. So that'll be fun. It's just a celebratory time for us to recognize and elevate our athletes and our community, our athletes, families, volunteers, coaches. So that's exciting. And then all day Saturday, there'll be competition. In addition to competition, and this is something that many people don't know about Special Olympics, we do something called Healthy Athletes. So athletes with intellectual disabilities are 2 times more likely to have cardiovascular disease and be sedentary, and 5 times more likely to have diabetes. And this statistic gets me every time. Those with intellectual disabilities have a life expectancy that's almost 2 decades less than the rest of us, almost 20 years less, without intervention.
Yeah.
So Special Olympics does Healthy Athletes, and it helps to bridge that gap in all of the ways that we can. You know, we've talked about being more fit and year-round and more active, but Healthy Athletes gives free, everything in Special Olympics is free to athletes and families, including these screenings in hearing and vision and dental and fitness and some, you know, some skin cancer checks. So athletes come in, they get their teeth checked and treated on site. Athletes come in, they get their eyes checked, and they get free eyeglasses, free prescription eyeglasses. They have their hearing checked. They have, so it's a remarkable service that Special Olympics is doing. What we've learned is that while many athletes have access to good medical care, most medical professionals have not been trained to treat those with intellectual disabilities.
Interesting.
Have not been trained to best communicate with those with intellectual disabilities. So Healthy Athletes through Special Olympics bridges all of those gaps, and we're seeing remarkable return on that as far as the health of individual athletes, but also the overarching health and fitness of our athletes, 23,000 athletes across the state.
So this is a big deal.
It's a huge deal
for this weekend. Not only the games itself, but it's just the healthy aspect.
Yes, you know, certainly Special Olympics is one of the goals that we have, is to create a healthier and fitter Virginia. Those with intellectual disabilities, particularly. And this does that, but it addresses the very specific health needs of our population. And we're expanding our Healthy Athletes to be past Summer Games, and in addition to the Healthy Athletes Center that we do at Summer Games, but it is by far the largest that we do. You'll walk in and you'll see 20 dental chairs with dentists, and our athletes walk in, they get their treatment. You'll see a huge vision center and a huge hearing center for testing. And so it's a remarkable thing to see. I tell people about it, I show them pictures, and almost to a person, when they take the actual tour, they walk in and they say, wow, look at that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
It's life changing and literally life saving. We've discovered and unearthed some issues with athletes that, had they not been treated, it would have had really huge impact on their lives.
Boy, and that's again. There are so many things. I just think over the years that I've been working with Special Olympics, that the various things that you've added and are doing, it's just so much more than just these games.
Yeah, sport is a wonderful connector for all of us
with our disabilities.
It is a vehicle for the other things that we're doing to make some societal changes, to open doors for people to understand that a simple human difference like a disability does not need to separate us. In fact, we can build on differences, and it makes us richer if we do that.
Oh.
So sport gets us together so that we can get to know each other better, and we can do the healthcare, we can do the leadership training, and we can do the fitness activities and keep people healthier throughout the year.
No, and you just think of how richer our lives are because of knowing the Dennis's and the Bo's.
And I mean, I want to give credit only where credit is due, but most of our athletes, like Dennis, who have jobs, say that Special Olympics has helped prepare them to feel more confident at the job place, in their school. And now you guys can speak to that. How has Special Olympics maybe impacted your work or your school or your community?
Yeah. Big way. Most people know I woke up at Chronicle for 19 years now.
So 19 years at Chronicle. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I know a lot of people up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. No, we talk about various Special Olympics athletes that are known outside of the athletes, and you're one of them. And Dennis, in your case, I know you've been able to teach even the other family members about baseball and softball. You know the rules. You've played the game, and you've been I know within your own family, you've been able to be a coach.
Yes. when my nephew comes over to the house, he likes getting the ball throw around. He's a pitcher. I don't know much about pitching.
But you know the game.
Yes.
Know the game, yeah.
And that is the great thing. And just like David mentioned about just how sports for all of us brings us together,
yeah.
You both have been able, but you especially within your family. And I know I've seen you do that and I know and have heard about it.
Yes.
You know, I consider Bo and Dennis leaders in our communities, right? They are out there showing us all that when you come to any situation and bring your best to that situation, we're all better for it. And so, Dennis, maybe you can speak if there is something you can say about has Special Olympics in any way influenced your job or how you interact with people? Or
When I came to Special Olympics, I was more quiet.
Yeah.
It just more opened me up a lot more when I started playing and knowing people.
Nice. You know, so often we're told by people, whether athletes or families, that, and this is true of all of us, we all need a place to belong. Mm-hmm. We need to be included. We need a community. Special Olympics gives that. It gives community, and it gives a place where everyone can belong. With or without disabilities, of any age, of any background, we welcome everyone to be part. In fact, the what we say about Special Olympics Summer Games is everybody can. You know, everybody can be part of certainly this weekend, but you can also be part of working with athletes like Dennis and Bo. You can be part of helping with Torch Run. You can be part of running the events that we have. You can be part of coaching. And so there's so many, there are no limits to what we're able to do when we work together.
Yeah, I know in this area, there's a need for coaches. So if you've got an interest in can coach in any way, even to come out and cheer. My very first introduction was twofold. Trapper, who's here, was at that time coaching, and said, "Why don't you come on out some weekend?" And Dennis Bain was a teacher and a coach at Chancellor
Track
High School.
Coach,
and he had said,
"I was in school. He was one of my teachers. Plus, he was my coach." For his Special Olympics also.
Yeah.
It was Dennis Bain and John Longenecker.
Yeah.
They were both my coaches and teachers throughout the school.
You know, some of the names that are being mentioned today show just the loyalty that people have to Special Olympics. You know, Dennis had been involved for so long, and, Tim and others in this area and across the state. You know, it's a movement that once you understand the impact you can have and how it changes lives, you just want to do more.
Yeah, and you are doing more. I know in the sense too, because I have seen I saw a few years ago at the state track meet.
Yeah.
There were several events where you put both you put Special Olympics athletes along with
disabilities. Yeah.
Yeah. The other.
It's called Unified Sport.
Unified Sport.
Yeah, in fact, we'll be taking a unified track team to Minneapolis. The team from Gutrun is a unified team, and that's when it can be on the track. It can be any team. It can be a sports team. It can be a leadership team. It can be a community team where we pair people with and without disabilities together. And lessons are learned in both directions. You know, you understand quickly that difference makes us stronger, that we can be a team regardless of what our goals are, that working together and building on each other's strengths is just going to, that's the way the world should be, frankly. And we sometimes say Special Olympics is the way the world should be. And that's one example of that, you know, rich in respect and rich in, you know, understanding and rich in inclusion, and also rich in that acceptance and allowing everyone a place to belong and shine their brightest.
Well, and just to see that the Special Olympics and the VHSL working together, it's these partnerships and the feet things that you do
at the little feet meets,
they're great.
We are, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up, Ted. You know, we do something called Unified Champion Schools, and it's when we work with schools, and we're currently serving over 600,000 students across the state of Virginia. trying to reach more. But we give them the opportunity for their students to learn the lessons that we've talked about here at an age where it will shape how they lead in the future. So to see that is just remarkable. I was at an elementary school a few weeks ago up in Northern Virginia that won a banner from ESPN because of the work they've been doing. We do these ESPN banner recognitions.
Right.
And it's remarkable that this was an elementary school, that they have embodied all those values that we've talked about, including people, giving a place to belong, respecting people, understanding that difference is makes us stronger, not and in no way compromises what we can do together. Yeah, and we have students without disabilities running events for students with disabilities. And all of a sudden, even though when they enter that event, they're like, I don't know, I've never dealt with someone with a disability. In about 3.5 minutes, if that, they're like, oh, this is easy. I get to meet Bo, I get to meet Dennis, we're good, you know, right. Because we meet people as people first.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Yeah. No question. It's just like having Dennis and Bo here as guests.
Exactly.
They're, you know, I do this all the time just because you guys are awesome and enthusiastic what you do, and you are, you're great ambassadors showing, and just the fact not only how you compete but how you work every day at the various jobs that you have.
Yeah.
And this is why, David, it is important when people are raising money for Polar Plunge or when there are, get involved financially. You're able to do this because financially people are involved, and there is that need to get involved. And I know you've got some great sponsors a lot of these events, but even individuals.
Yeah, we do. Well, especially individuals. You know, it is something that we ask people to invest in, and certainly we've talked about how people invest their time and their talent, but it also does cost money to do these things. You know, this weekend will be a very expensive weekend for us. Very, very great investment, right. Because everybody there will come out of the other side of the event in a better place. But we are, you know, we're renting huge facilities, and we're providing food, and we're housing people, and it just costs money to do these things. And then every Area 11, we've talked about these local and area programs raise awareness and funds to run their part of this program. We at Special Olympics Virginia, for example, this weekend subsidize in that, you know, what the registration fee that's paid to come to the event is far below what it actually costs.
Sure. Yeah.
So you can help us by donating to any part of Special Olympics. And at SpecialOlympicsVA.org, there's a lot of information about how your support matters, how you can support. Our corporate partners, our individual partners, our foundations, you know, there's so many ways that people can give. And we would welcome a conversation with anyone who has questions about how they can do that.
And we're fortunate here. Area 11 is just, I know, is so involved in it, as far as just fundraising and just raising awareness.
It's a powerhouse in so many ways right here in Area 11. I mean, the leadership you have, the athletes, and like Dennis and Bo represent the great athletes who are here, the fundraising efforts, a lot of what your fundraising comes through Polar Plunge. You know, it's a really well-orchestrated effort to get everybody to be part of Polar Plunge. And we, at Special Olympics Virginia, at the state level, offer these shared revenue events so that instead of having to create your own Polar Plunge, you can take part in the one that we put together, and it benefits, you know, both the Euro program and the state level. So
you've got you've got one event that I have never seen in person, and I may try to this year, the up at Dulles, the
plane pull.
The plane pull.
Yeah. It's hard to explain, but I'll try. So for 30 years, we've been up on about a mile of the tarmac of Dulles, through a great partnership with Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority. Their law enforcement leg some years ago said, you know, what would it be like if we attached a rope to a plane and had teams compete pulling this 82-ton plane,
sure.
and see who can pull it the fastest. So out of that came plane pull. So much fun. There are activities along the tarmac there. There are car shows and air shows and things for kids to do, and music and vendors and athletes, and it's a whole community thing. It's called Dulles Day and Plane Pool, unlike anything else. And we are replicating a similar event by doing it down in Roanoke as well. So there's a second plane pool. And we've done that for 2 years, and looking forward to our third year there. So we're always looking for great ideas, and so often they come to us from the people who are passionate about what we do, like our law enforcement, like our athletes, like our volunteers.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have a powerhouse here in Area 11 with all that you got going on here.
Yeah. No. So I see that. I'm lucky to see Bo and Dennis and others around here because you all play, and you both mentioned, I mean, you all do so many sports, you're involved in so many things. There's never a dull moment with Special Olympics in Area 11 around here.
There's no doubt. What are you looking to next? What are you most looking forward to?
Probably Minneapolis.
What is that?
Minneapolis.
After this?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got summer games here in Richmond, and you got summer games in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there something else that you would like to do with Special Olympics that you haven't done yet? Either of you? Yeah.
I don't know.
You're in a good groove.
Well, that's
good.
You are.
That's good.
You're in very good company, yeah.
Good to know. SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Dennis Habel's here. Bo Dale's here. And David Thomason here. Talking about Special Olympics Virginia. We'll wrap it up. We'll come back and talk again about what's happening this weekend at the University of Richmond Summer Games. And then also these guys are going to be going off to Minnesota soon. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff, as always, with Special Olympics Virginia this morning. David, Bo, and Dennis here this morning from Special Olympics Virginia, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Dennis, I rarely have a neighbor on, so it's good to have my neighbor on. So
yeah, yes,
it is. It's good to have you again. You're getting ready to play softball this weekend and shortstop. Is that what you said? Shortstop, and then you'll be doing volleyball at the games in Minnesota next month. And yes. Bo, you're first base. So. And you both, and Dennis, you've been up. So Dennis, we've got to wrap this show up and get you off to bed to do that.
Working all night.
Bo, you still got to go to work this morning?
No.
Okay.
I took off today.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah. I'm honored that you took off for this show. Friday night is the kickoff, University of Richmond. And again, David, I just personally just say thank you for asking me to be part of the ceremonies this year. I will treasure it always.
We've talked about this a bunch, Ted. Once you're part of Special Olympics, you're in the family, right? And so you've been such an important part. You're in your station and Trapper, and it's all the support you give. You know, whether it's certainly having us on the air is great. And we get the word out to so many people, all of your listeners. But you personally are invested in what we do. And you and Trapper come down to the plunge, and you get to know our athletes. And that's what matters. You know, whether it's Special Olympics or anything else, that kind of relationship matters. So we appreciate you, and I look forward to having you at Summer Games. Summer Games, as we said, will be this weekend in just a couple of days. I got to work today. I got a lot to do. but it'll be at the University of Richmond on Friday, June 5th. The opening ceremony is at 7 o'clock. Everything is free and open to the public.
Yeah.
You know, everybody come. Everybody can be part of it. As you said earlier, there's something we do called Volunteer to Cheer. You might say, I can't run an event. I don't know anything about sports. Okay. Come and cheer our athletes on. Everybody can do that. Our athletes, like everybody else, want to compete in front of crowds of people. They want to be cheered on. That is one of the best things ever. And so there's a place for everybody at this event throughout the year with Special Olympics. It's a wonderful, rich, inclusive, respectful community. And then it teaches us lessons every day. And Bo and Dennis are right there at the top of that list of helping us understand more about what it's about.
Absolutely. Thank you, you guys, for coming in and for what you do. And everybody should consider doing the Polar Plunge. You'll get a cool T-shirt. And this time of year, you wear that shirt around, and it's a great conversation.
Yeah. I see what you did there, a cool T-shirt. He's so funny.
You got it. David Thomason, Bo Dale, and Dennis Habel from Special Olympics Virginia, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. We will talk soon. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ted.
Thanks
I appreciate
for coming
it.
Up.
I really love it.
David.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.